WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7, 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. What has been the last 55 years as the Texas A&M Riverside campus is getting a $150 million makeover?
The focus will include robotics and unmanned aerial vehicles, advanced manufacturing, large-scale testing, smart power grids and water systems, and yes, of course, we're very interested in driverless and connected vehicles.
A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says they are recruiting private industries to develop their products.
This campus will help companies bridge the so-called valley of death, where those ideas wither from a lack of money or facilities to continue with prototypes and large-scale testing. Too many good ideas die somewhere between labs and the market, and we want to help you change that.
What will be rebranded as the RELIS campus, an acronym taking the first letter of each of the A&M core values, will also be involved in teaching 10 to 20,000 students. Yesterday's Bryan School Board workshop included hiring two new principals and making what could be the final adjustments to new school boundaries in the fall of 2017.
Next year's principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School is Bryan High Assistant Principal Justin Smith. Board President Doug Wallenberger among those praising the Bryan High graduate.
Well, I just have to say sometimes the only knock you can give against somebody is that you have to find somebody to replace the fine job they're doing somewhere else.
Next year's principal at Sam Houston Elementary is Susan Finch, who's from Lindale in East Texas. As for the new boundaries, consultant Don Hooper says changes reflect recommendations from those in charge of busing students. That includes moving the new Riverstone and Greenbrier subdivisions off 1179 from Bryan High to Rudder.
That way you'll have that entire neighborhood at the same high school and middle school. Now, even though currently there are no students where that little change was made, we do know that there's some townhouses about to be constructed there.
Two changes were made affecting Rayburn and Jane Long. One neighborhood's going to Rayburn, so buses won't have to stop and cross railroad tracks. And moving the boundary in the Memorial Forest subdivision from Rustling Oaks to Camelot means students will attend Long. East of the city, two groups of elementary students along FM 974 are moving from Navarro. An area west of FM 2776 is headed to Bonham, and an area starting at Wheelock Hall Road and Macy Road will go to Houston. Bryan School Board set to take final action on the new boundaries in 2 weeks. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Art and Myra Bright built the first home in the Raintree subdivision in 1978. Yesterday, the neighborhood park was renamed to honor them. Art and Myra's daughter, Janice, says since she can remember, her parents were always helping others.
He was always working tirelessly helping others through organizations like Twin City Mission and Habitat for Humanity. As long as I can remember, Mom and Dad were always helping someone else. I am grateful for the example of love for others that they gave me as I grew up. And I'm sincerely grateful for the recognition of that love by the naming of this park.
You can hear the entire presentation online at WTAW.com. The 5th annual BCS Salvation Army Doing the Most Good Banquet is the evening of May 6th at the Hilton. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says this year's guest speaker is sure to be a home run.
Our guest speaker this year, we're very excited to have him. He's from the Disney movie The Rookie. It's Jim Morris.
Okay.
Is what the movie was based off of.
Tickets are available by calling the Salvation Army at 979-361-0618. WTAW News Time is 10 after 7. It's 54 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
At CHI St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital, we're always doing more to care for our community. That's why we're inviting you to an open house for our new Emergency and Trauma Center on Saturday, May 7th between 11 and 2. Join us and explore this nearly 25,000 square foot space that will showcase the incredible level of care our staff can offer you. Plus, with hot dogs and snow cones, family activities with Fungineering and the Brazos Valley Bombers, you can bring the whole family along. It's all free, and it's all for you.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising of driveways, sidewalks, and patios. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
High pressure is locked in over the region for the middle of the week. Gives us a much-needed chance to dry out. We'll have sunshine today. Highs will make their way up to 75 to 80 this afternoon. We're clear overnight with lows near 55. Sunny and warm tomorrow. High temperatures will be anywhere from 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be 55 to 60. It'll be sunny for Thursday, and highs once again will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, awards for Aggies. I'll let you know who got them. Also, MLB scores. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, we're here to help you with everything possible. Like how to buy a house at the best price.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Does it matter what day you buy a house? According to Scott McGilvery, who is host of HGTV's Income Property, who has invested in over 100 properties in his lifetime, says a lot of real estate offers are made on the weekend, far fewer during the week.
Ah.
Interesting.
Makes sense. People at work and stuff like that.
Yep. That's the ideal time for you to make an offer. When you do, your offer stands out. Instead of being one of many on the weekend, plus the homeowner is likely very busy with work and kids during the week, so they'll very quickly and efficiently consider your weekday offer. Now, this is the thing to remember. This is the five words to remember when you're talking about real estate, or four. Each situation is different. Thank you.
I thought you were going to say location, location, location.
Well, that too. Yeah. But, I mean, here's the deal. If you're, you know, if your house is on the market, you don't care what the market is. You just care about your situation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, the market could be horrible, but if you get the price that you want for your property, hey, it's all good. Or, conversely, doesn't matter. See, if you're not getting your the market's hot, is it really? Well, mine's not selling, so. Anyhow. He estimates that the market price of a typical home drops 1% on Monday, then goes back up the following weekend. So if we're talking $350,000 house, you can save $3,500 if you time things right.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Once again, your numbers might be different. Your results could differ.
But if you get that, that's a chunk of change.
It is. That is. That is a chunk of change. So we'll see how that works. Chelsea.
Yes.
We were going to buy something yesterday for listeners. What
yes,
was it? Yes,
it was Simply Gum.
That's it. Okay, got it. All right.
It was the natural chewing gum.
That's it. All right, making a note here.
Okay.
Get Mr. Downs to put $40 in our budget so we can buy some.
It was 15.
but we'll buy more than that. We'll buy.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Like, you know, buy half a dozen
we
variety
We definitely
packs.
Need the sample pack.
Yeah,
yes, right.
Yeah,
okay,
totally.
Okay.
That is how we'll do that.
Gotcha,
okay.
Gotcha.
So, a flight in Australia delayed for more than 2 hours due to a concern over a Wi-Fi hotspot name. Okay. Well, you'll see why. The passenger on the plane spotted a Wi-Fi hotspot titled mobile detonation device.
Wow.
Yeah. That would definitely raise a red flag.
That'd be bothersome.
Yep.
And let the crew member know. Wasn't clear what mobile device was linked to it or where the device was located. The crew member informed the captain, who then broadcast a message to passengers, that the device needed to be located before the flight could leave.
So they weren't in the air yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Which is a good thing.
Right. That would be a little terrifying.
Yes. Half an hour, nobody came forward. The Wi-Fi covered a fair distance, and some thought it could have been someone actually in the airport terminal and not actually in the plane. Mm. They eventually cleared it. Security could let them go. But
People get real creative with those Wi-Fi password names.
Yeah, sure. But be creative with, like, you know, My Little Pony hotspot or something, not mobile detonation device.
Yeah, I've seen FBI surveillance van.
Yeah.
I've seen My Password is Taco.
So, yeah.
Okay, that would work. Okay.
I've seen Bois. Right.
Zoom, whatever. Mm-hmm. Space missions can be dangerous for humans, and in the future, NASA, we're still relevant, may instead send a Valkyrie, a 6-foot, 300-pound humanoid that can do many of the same tasks as an astronaut. Designed by all those smarties at MIT, the robot's prototype can walk, climb, and navigate a room.
Ooh.
Using 200 sensors and 4 body cameras, it can sense surroundings in real life. Valkyrie's purpose is to both assist NASA astronauts and eventually replace them should they be on dangerous missions.
That's super awesome.
Yeah. Like, Valkyrie, hand me that.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
See? Then you're going to end up with an argument. So, I mean, and this thing is, I mentioned, 6 feet tall and
large.
Weighs 300 pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like to play a game?
Yeah, exactly.
I just like how you added to the end of NASA. We're still relevant. Did they officially put that on their name yet?
No, we always try to mention it.
Trademarked.
We always try to mention that so that they know. This is not the first robo-astronaut. In 2011, NASA's Robonaut arrived at the International Space Station to help astronauts do mundane tasks like turning valves and activating switches.
It's only a matter of time.
Yeah, well... So now astronauts are bored? I mean, they're mundane things that have to be done, so they need an executive assistant? Is that what that administrative assistant? Is that what that is?
When do I get my robot to push my microphone button?
Exactly. That's where we're going.
Can you please come adjust my microphone?
Yes,
it's
exactly.
A little too low.
Actually, you know, in Union Cities, they have to do that.
What?
Yeah, in Union Cities. Yeah. If the announcer wants the microphone moved, the union has the engineer come in and do that.
I know.
Well, just saying, just letting you know. Found that as a little bit of trivia. I found out when I went to a big city radio station one time. So can't catch that. Okay. So a New York pizzeria is ditching the cardboard container for a pizza box that's made of one thing and one thing only.
Pizza.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
You
win.
Stop it.
I saw something about that.
Vinny's Pizzeria. No, it's okay. You can read other things. It's all right. Yeah. Because if you depend on us to be educated, wow, you're going to be in trouble.
You'd be behind.
Yes. Way, way behind. Yeah. This story probably came out 7 days ago. I don't know. Anyway, it's the Pizza Box Pizza. And they revealed it via Twitter. And it's been sending hungry pizza lovers into a tailspin. The Pizza Box Pizza starts with a pepperoni pie that comes enveloped in a square pizza, replacing those boring, non-edible boxes. Vinny's owner says the idea came to him during slower business hours while he was thinking about customers coming in for a slice or two, which is kind of the way that Yankees do that, and then discarding their greasy boxes right away. Each pizza box, each pizza box pizza costs $40.
Yeah. Oh.
And to keep it fresh, it's wrapped in tin foil.
Okay. I was going to say, there has to be some kind of outer, like, protection from, you know, hands and
delivery driver's seats.
Or pigeons or whatever.
Okay.
So we got that, but still.
So you've got a pizza in a pizza in foil. For $40. Thank you, New York.
$40 is a tremendous commitment for pizza. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's pizza out there that you can get. I guess, in the world pretty much full of $6 pizza?
I mean, you can, if you want it. I mean, it better be some dang good pizza.
That's what I, well, mm-hmm. those people are proud of them up there. I'm just saying.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. But
$40?
No.
And it says nothing about size. We have no idea how big this thing is. So, anyway, it's out there on their Twitter.
Okay.
Pennsylvania man has pled guilty to what his attorney called a crime of stupidity. All right.
Living in Pennsylvania?
No,
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
It's all right. His attorney called it a crime of stupidity, burglarizing a neighbor's home by cutting a hole in the wall between his basement and his neighbor's. The public defender says that he didn't see how anybody could think he'd get away with such a crime. Anthony Rebick, his 22-year-old client, sawed through his wall on December the 4th to create a hole to get into his neighbor's home so that he could steal $200 worth of quarters.
Oh, my God.
The motivated, okay?
Yeah.
Motivated.
Very.
The judge sentenced the man to 3 months in jail. What are you in for?
So they were that close that a wall shared the basement?
If each of them had basements, there's a basement and a basement. But that's got to be concrete at some point, right?
Yeah, the construction cost alone had to be higher than $200.
Oh, for sure.
And I guess,
and
I don't
quarters.
Know.
You're having to drag around quarters.
Yes. pull the bag of quarters out. So let's see. $200 in quarters. That's not much, right?
No
trouble. All right. But he had to use some sort of a device to get through the wall. I mean, powered,
right.
I would think.
Yeah.
Unless he's down there each night quietly tapping away.
Not a lot of money, but it's
the
a
chisel.
Lot of quarters. Yeah. That's a lot of weight.
All right, when was the last time you sang in your car? When was the last time you sang in your car?
This morning.
Yesterday.
Really? Okay, there we are. 9 out of 10 people sing in their cars.
The best is when you pull up at a stoplight and you can see someone singing in their car and you can read their lips and you realize y'all are both listening to the same station.
Oh, now that's pretty good. That's pretty good. That works out. That's good.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I'm just not singing. Yeah. 8 in 10 won't sing if somebody else is in the car.
Okay.
How y'all doing on that?
It depends on who's in the car with me, I guess.
Yeah. See,
usually I'm like, audience, hello, even better.
And a little dancing, a little moving, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Women and redheads are most likely. Now, I don't know if that means
what
male
about redheaded
redheads?
Women?
I don't know. Maybe you're doubly true. They're most likely to sing on the road. Despite the advent of smartphones, MP3 players and CDs, most people find themselves just singing along to songs on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Win for radio.
Well, part of it is you can't hear yourself if you got that stuff in your ear, right? I mean, if you got the earbuds in. And that's the other thing is if somebody else is in the car and you got your earbuds in and you think you're singing well,
well, do you think
we know
though,
how that ends?
They mean like using your MP3 through your stereo, like.
Well, they may be. They
but
may
even
mean
but
that.
Even then, that's because that would surprise me because usually when you're listening to your own device, you're picking the music, and it's music that you most likely know more and would sing along to versus something on the radio. But
actually, I stayed in a store yesterday because a song came on that I liked, and, you know, which is really weird because you could go home. I mean, I've got it on my iTunes list. I can listen to it if I wanted to. But
when it comes on involuntarily,
yeah.
It's just like so much. It's like a nice little surprise.
Yeah, and it really wasn't a big hit, so I was kind of surprised that they were playing it. Hello.
That's cool.
Well, to give you an idea of my singing, one day in church, one of my daughters tugged on my jacket and said, "Daddy, it's okay to hum."
Oh.
Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as 1 in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Pronto Services. If your construction or oil field site needs roll-off dumpsters or porta-potties, Pronto Services can help. With quality equipment and same-day delivery and pickup, Pronto Services wants to earn your business with their same-day service guarantee. Call Pronto Services at 979-218-AGS9. That's 979-218-2479 or 979-571-5171. Pronto Services, your only call for construction and oil field site rentals.
726 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some sports. It's some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder or Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. We got a pretty nice week going on. We're going to have lots of sunshine. It's going to be rather warm, but the good deal is that we have northerly winds, so it'll be pretty pleasant. Lows down each night, probably in the 50s. We're looking at a high today about 75. And then a high of 80 and beyond for the rest of the week. But again, low each night, probably down about 55 or so. So should be nice. And it is right now. Winds out of the northwest at 3. We've got some clouds out there, but lots of sunshine too. And it's 53 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last month, panic in New Jersey after a review of state finances. They learned that one rich guy who had lived in New Jersey for 20 years had moved out of the state. And the news was so bad that New Jersey's budget and finance officer immediately reported it to the state Senate. One guy, folks. And he warned that if this was true, New Jersey was screwed. The state would lose so much tax revenue that the entire income tax plan could fall apart because one guy left. And it turns out it was true. This rich guy has now been identified. David Tepper runs a very successful hedge fund. He used to be New Jersey's top taxpayer. An independent group says that Tepper earned more than $6 billion between 2012 and 2015 with a top tax rate of almost 9%. New Jersey is looking at hundreds of millions of dollars in lost payments. David Tepper packed his bags and his hedge fund, and he relocated to Miami. Simple reason, Florida has no state income tax. Elected liberals who love spending other people's money and who love bragging about soaking the rich, they're now in a tizzy. But who can blame Tepper for moving? New Jersey state taxes alone cost him almost 10% of his earnings. Look at me, folks. Democrats demonize the rich all the while taxing them at confiscatory rates. They never realize that killing the golden goose cooks their own goose. One guy can mess up their entire tax revenue system. Amazing.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell Certified Corporate Trainer, Executive Coach, and Speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board had no opposition to what is expected to be the final tweaks to new school boundaries starting in the fall of 2017. That was brought up during a workshop yesterday, along with selecting two new principals.
Consultant Don Hooper, after meeting with the district's transportation office, says high school students in the new Riverstone and Greenbrier subdivisions will be at Rudder instead of Bryan High. In North Bryan, intermediate students from one neighborhood will move from Jane Long to Rayburn.
It prevented the transportation from crossing railroad tracks, which, as you well know, as tight as traffic is around here, and the state law requires every school bus to stop, whether you see a train coming for 100 miles away or not. That's just the law. You have to stop. Well, when that happens, then all that traffic is further impacted, backed up.
And in the Memorial Forest subdivision, moving the boundary from Rustling Oaks to Camelot means students will attend Long. East of the city, two groups of elementary students along FM 974 are moving from Navarro.
Various areas along that road changes for both sides of the road to be one school where the streets really don't go through. And that area west of Farm to Market 2776 changed from Navarro to Bonham. And the area starting at Wheelock Hall Road and part of the Macy Road from Navarro to Houston.
Final action on the new boundaries is expected in 2 weeks. Back to the workshop, the Bryan Board hired a new principal at Houston, Susan Finch from Lindale in East Texas. And the new principal at Rayburn's Bryan High Assistant Principal and Viking graduate Justin Smith, a favorite of board member Ruthie Waller.
Justin has touched so many kids' lives he was a good role model when he was growing up. He was a great coach for those kids at Bryan High and as an assistant principal.
The board finished the workshop in executive session deliberating a complaint made against an unidentified administrator. No action was taken after meeting behind closed doors on the complaint where no details were revealed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What was originally the Bryan Air Force Base, then taken over in 1962 by Texas A&M as the Riverside Campus, is getting a $150 million transformation by the A&M system. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says almost half the money is going into a center for infrastructure renewal to address the nation's failing roads, bridges, and pipelines.
We have to find better methods, better materials that will be cheaper and last longer if we're going to begin to catch up with the backlog of costly and sometimes dangerous infrastructure problems.
Sharp says the campus will eventually teach 10 to 20,000 students.
And more important, the Center for Infrastructure Renewal will train the industry professionals how best to use the discoveries coming from that site.
A&M's Board of Regents approved the center last week. It's supposed to be completed in December of next year. Sharp says 6 more new buildings will be added while 32 others will be demolished. The airplane landing strips built when the campus was the Bryan Air Force Base during World War II will remain. About 10% of Union Pacific Railroad's budget for new construction and repairs this year in Texas will be in the Brazos Valley. UP reports $21 million will be spent between Navasota and Pinehurst to replace 42 miles of rail line. Another $22 million will be spent between Rockdale and San Antonio to replace more than 183,000 railroad ties and install more than 107 million pounds of rock ballast. Overall, UP plans to spend $513 million this year in Texas. It's official. Raintree Park is now Art and Myra Bright Park. renamed in honor of the first family to build a home in the Raintree subdivision. Art was a renowned math teacher and coach at A&M Consolidated High School. One of his former students and athletes, Neil Sperry, spoke at yesterday's ceremony.
In 100 years, if a newcomer asks who were Art and Myra when they come down the street and they see the sign, our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren in a chorus will say, I know those people, I know their names, because great-grandpa Neil talked about them, and Tom and all the rest of us. God's people, they'll be loved here in this place and forever.
Art and Myra volunteered for many local organizations. To hear the entire presentation and see pictures of the park, go online to WTAW.com. Tickets are still available for the 5th annual BCS Salvation Army Doing the Most Good Banquet. Lieutenant Jeremy Walker says the event features guest speaker Jim Morris, the Major League Baseball player featured in the Disney movie, The Rookie.
People coming out, having a good dinner, enjoying a good fellowship, and listening to a good speaker, but more importantly, helping their neighbors out in need here in the community.
Call the Salvation Army at 979-361-0618 to purchase tickets for Friday's banquet at the Hilton. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 53 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jennifer Fredericks with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. The internet is a great place to start your home buying or selling experience, but every market is different and sales prices are not public in Texas. Because of this, the most accurate information will come from a local professional. Call me at 777-4299 or look me up on the web at jenniferfredericks.com. I'd love to guide you through the process of buying or selling a home in our market. jenniferfredericks.com. I work where you live.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory can help you create a legacy that will forever transform and inspire those whose lives you've touched. To learn more about Bryan College Station's preferred family-owned funeral home, visit callawayjones.com.
Good morning, it's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure is locked in over the region for the middle of the week. Gives us a much-needed chance to dry out. We'll have sunshine today. Highs will make their way up to 75 to 80 this afternoon. We're clear overnight with lows near 55. Sunny and warm tomorrow. High temperatures will be anywhere from 80 to 85 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be 55 to 60. It'll be sunny for Thursday, and highs once again will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, going to be showing some pride and love to some of our local Aggies. Also, I'll let you know how the MLB teams did last night. It's coming up in sports, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 7:39, so, of course, you heard the story that they named the park for Art Bright and his wife. And Neil Sperry was speaking there.
Neil Sperry. Yeah. I know. It was awesome.
Yeah. And you were there to capture all that that audio.
Yep.
So Neil Sperry, of course, grew up in College Station.
Which I did not know.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. I went to school with one of his siblings and his mom.
Okay.
His mom was a teacher. So, Here we go. This is him telling a little story from his time when he was in school here.
I hope you and Art will forgive me for using notes on my iPhone. That's what it's come to, Myra. I go back with these sweet people 60 years. I know it's hard to imagine 60 years in this body, but sixth grade in basketball, Art was my basketball coach. I was the worst player he ever coached. I had 2 points. The only 2 points I ever got, Tom, I don't know if you were playing that day, but I was in very great danger of hitting the corner of the gymnasium. And I threw the ball because I knew I couldn't carry it out of bounds, and the thing went through. And I just remember Art shaking his head, and I didn't play much after that.
There you go.
Stuck with gardening.
That worked out well for him.
Worked out well for him.
And all of us who enjoy his tips.
Yeah.
Well, he was in, and he's really great about coming back for his high school reunions.
Yeah. Yeah, he mentioned that he, you know, when he feels the need that he to come back, he does. Yeah.
And has done his show from here more than a few times.
Oh, very cool.
That's kind of it. So that's neat. All right.
Seems like a nice guy.
He, you know, I think he really pretty much is. And, you know, and he has to deal with a whole lot of people who ask the same questions over and over again. Don't know exactly how that works out. So we're going to have ourselves a new campus out at the old Bryan Air Force Base, as they call it. Which, by the way, you know, some people who went on to be astronauts had their flight training here. Like Gus Grissom, who was an astronaut. He trained out there. And some other folks as well. Anyway. So it's going to be called the Rellis Campus.
Yes.
Which is?
So the letters, R-E-L-L-I-S, are the first letter, an acronym. So the first letter of each of one of A&M's core values.
That's it. Respect.
Awesome.
Excellence. Yeah, I know. Respect, excellence, leadership, loyalty, integrity, and selfless service.
Yeah.
That's how we get the Rellis Campus.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of fun. I mean, from what the chancellor said, there's situations where somebody comes up with a really good idea and something happens before it gets to market. Falls into that little death zone right there, mm-hmm. So they're going to try to eliminate that from happening, which will be pretty cool.
Do we know? Did I miss? What are they teaching on that campus? Do we know yet? Or
well, that's the whole idea. Is it's going to be kind of an incubator situation, I think, as best I can understand it. Do you have the chancellor explaining that again? We can do that, I think. Well, she looks for that.
Yeah, let me. Y'all keep talking.
Yeah, we
and
will.
I'll find something.
Well, and the reason is because. You know, one of the things that that the chancellor mentioned was driverless cars, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, it's really sounds like a neat idea in the lab, but then over there is the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to get from, this great idea in the lab, no matter what it is, whether it's a driverless car or something else, over into the marketplace? And that's kind of a neat deal because for a while we have tried to explain to people from a tech standpoint, you don't have to go to Austin. You don't have to go over there, pay those high rents, pay that for your office space and for living, which is really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to create it here, mm-hmm. there's some opportunities to create it here, not within the university environment necessarily, outside of that and from a business environment, but now A&M is looking at that. So you got that from the chancellor?
Yeah, when he's kind of talking about what the focus is going to be.
Yeah.
The focus will include robotics and unmanned aerial vehicles, advanced manufacturing, large-scale testing, smart power grids and water systems, and yes, of course, we're very interested in driverless and connected vehicles.
See, because and again, one of the things that he mentions is power grids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the future of that going to be? Because we may get to the point where we're using smaller power grids rather than bigger ones. Because we all know what happens. You know, when summertime comes along. We haven't necessarily had to deal with it too often, but they're rolling blackouts that they sometimes do in the state.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, during really hot times. So, you know, maybe coming up with new technology like that. So it sounds pretty interesting.
That's really cool. And, you know, you were talking about not going to Austin to develop it and developing stuff here.
Right.
You'd probably do it at a better price here, too, with all of the, you know, high-tech entrepreneurs and people here.
Yeah.
Probably get a better deal on some of the things you might want to develop.
Exactly. And I think that's the whole thing is people think they need to go over there, but you really don't. If you've got a good idea, I believe they once said that if you build a better mousetrap, people will beat a path to your door. And that hasn't changed very much, mm-hmm. I don't think. All right, here we go. We had the story yesterday about we didn't do it, but the story about the first cruise ship going to Havana. Mm-hmm. Apparently it docked there yesterday. Well, the CDC says around 150 people were sickened aboard the Disney Wonder last week.
Yep.
Ship on a 14-day cruise from Key West, Castaway Cay, and returned to Miami. The ship had to be cleaned and disinfected. Yeah. Disney said the Wonder has gotten 99 out of 100 on its past three CDC inspections. Yeah, but apparently that one was a problem.
Yikes. Yep.
The last time they had an outbreak of that stuff occurred back in 2002. Okay, it carries 2,400 people, okay?
And almost all of them got sick.
Yeah, that's more than Calvert, right? I mean, yeah, 2,400 people, a crew of 950. It's the second oldest ship in the Disney fleet.
Yeah, there's just something about being on a boat with that many people. I went on a cruise a couple years ago, but it's just, I don't know. It's really not my cup of tea.
That's it. You got to be going to someplace really different. I would think like Alaska.
Now, I could
put up with a bunch of people doing that.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, smaller is probably better. All right, so anyway, we're talking about Austin being expensive. Although many people think San Francisco could be one of the best places to live in U.S. America. New survey by Bay Area Council shows nearly a third of the people want to leave. The San Jose Mercury News reports high housing costs, and traffic, are the biggest problems. And the number of residents who believe the region is on the wrong track has increased sharply in the last year, and more than one-third of the residents say they are ready to leave in the next few years.
Mm-hmm. I was there just a week ago,
and
we took Uber to quite a few places around the city, and all of the Uber drivers I think I asked said they did not live in the city because it was just way too expensive. And, basically what you just said, that was their exact point.
Well, I remember being there one time, and we like to just walk around. And, of course, the weather's nice enough. You can just walk around.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we're sitting in one of the parks, and there's a Safeway over there, okay? And here comes some little guy to collect the carts out in the parking lot, like happens every place. And we talked about where could that person live to be able to use this job. I mean, this job couldn't pay anything, right?
Right.
I mean, at the most, $15 an hour. But back then, less than that. How far would you have to drive out to where you live to be able to come into a job that paid minimum wage?
Mm-hmm.
When is it cost effective?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, you going to starve to live in San Francisco? Probably not.
Yeah.
And the thing is, there are parts of the state that are really nice, I think. You know, northern and off on the other side of the mountains. So they actually have, agrarian stuff going on over there. But, man, I cannot imagine living there. Is that right? Nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there?
Yep.
I would agree.
Yep. We actually spent more time in Napa, so I didn't get a huge feel for the city, but... It's really hilly.
Yeah, it is. So did you do the champagne tour? Did you go to the champagne place?
We did a couple of wine tours. Oh, okay. We didn't do any of the bubbles.
I forget what the champagne place is.
Yeah, there Mums. Fun. There's a really popular one, and there were a couple others. But we ended up doing just the wine tours. So.
I got you. All right, 12 till.
At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, our custom granite is definitely a cut above.
That's right, Suzanne. That's because we use a revolutionary new robotic cutting system. Its computer-controlled blades can cut with precision never possible before.
And we only use the best in 3CM granite, unlike our competitors.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor & Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Not every negative feeling is bad. In fact, a bad emotion can often point to something good. For example, when you miss your spouse because the two of you simply can't be together. Consider the late President Reagan and his beloved late wife, Nancy. Since their passing, their love for one another has become almost legendary. Even during the demanding 8 years they spent in the White House, their marriage remained a priority, and they openly expressed their admiration for each other. When Mrs. Reagan was away, the president would often stand at the windows of the White House watching for the lights of the car that would bring her home. And this couple's deep and unfailing devotion to one another endured through family challenges, the presidency, and even Mr. Reagan's long battle with Alzheimer's. I've also been blessed to be married to someone who I miss when she's away. Now, I'm typically the one who's on the road, and I'm usually so busy I don't have a chance to be lonely. But when Jean is the one traveling, I count the hours until she returns. Obviously, it doesn't feel good, but it's a good problem to have. The next time the miles separate you and your spouse, be encouraged. When you enjoy your husband or wife's presence so much that their absence is difficult, it's a sign that you recognize just how fortunate you are to have that special person in your life. It's a bad feeling, but with a good meaning. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500. 800-261-7500. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. The Texas A&M Athletics 3rd Annual Building Champions Awards Gala was held in the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field last night, where a number of Aggie athletes took home awards for various academic, service, leadership, and athletic endeavors. Here's Senior Associate Director of Athletics, Raymond Harrison.
First of all, one of the things I want to do for all of our student athletes, one of the things the committee wanted to do, they've been working very hard since September putting this together. But one of the things they wanted to make sure was that we did the best thing that we could do to honor you guys.
Among the recipients were Carly Mueller, who received the President's Distinguished Letterman's Award. This award is the highest award presented to a student athlete once a year by the athletics department. It's for an individual who is someone who displays extraordinary talents in the areas of athletics, scholarship, leadership, and service. So congratulations, Carly. Texas A&M's Athletes of the Year honors were also awarded last night.
And the BCA goes to Alex Caruso, men's basketball.
And the BCA goes to Shamir Little.
Alex Caruso and Shamir Little claim the titles. This award is presented to the top male and female student athletes based upon athletic excellence and team leadership. In Major League Baseball,
big over the top wind in the pitch and a high drive by Mazzara to deep center field. Pilar going back, still going at the wall. He leaps. It is history. A home run for Nomar Mazzara just to the left of dead center. He gives the Rangers a 2-1 lead.
Nomar Mazzara hit a tie-breaking home run in the eighth inning, and the Texas Rangers beat the Toronto Blue Jays 2-1 on Monday night for their fifth win in six games. In the bottom of the eighth, Mazzara preserved the one-run lead by throwing out Michael Saunders at home plate to end the inning. Tony Barnett worked one inning for the win, and Sean Tolleson finished for his ninth save as the Rangers handed the Blue Jays their fourth consecutive home loss. It's Toronto's longest slump at Rogers Center since a four-game skid from April 23rd to 26th in 2014. Named the American League's top rookie in the month of April earlier Monday, Mazzara broke a 1-1 tie with a shot to center off Gavin Floyd. In Houston,
and the 1-1 ground ball is short. This will be gloved by Escobar. Sets, throws him out, and this one is over. And Jose Berríos is a big league winner. Twins win game one of this series, knocking off the Astros 6-2.
Brian Dozier broke out of a slump with three hits, and the Minnesota Twins snapped Dallas Keuchel's 17-game home winning streak with a 6-2 victory over the Houston Astros on Monday night. Keuchel allowed five runs on five hits with three strikeouts in 4 1/3 innings and struggled with his command for the third time this season, walking five. The Cy Young winner hadn't lost at home since August 10, 2014 against Texas. Dozier snapped a 0-for-16 slump with a double in the first and singled to start the three-run fourth as the Twins ended a four-game losing streak. Jose Barrios earned his first career win, giving up two runs on three hits with eight strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings in his second major league start. Barrios was tagged for five runs in four innings in his first start. In San Antonio,
on the floor, the Thunder win it! Ibaka grabs the loose ball, OKC 98! The Spurs 97.
The NBA playoff series between the San Antonio Spurs and Oklahoma City is knotted up at a game apiece after the Thunder took game two last night, 98-97. The Spurs had a shot at the end but failed to score on a wild sequence of play in the final seconds. LaMarcus Aldridge had 41 points in the loss while San Antonio shot 43% as a team on the night. Game three is Friday at Oklahoma City. In the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins own a 2-1 lead over Washington in their NHL second-round series after the Pens held off the Capitals 3-2. Patrick Hornqvist and Tom Kuhnhackl scored a minute apart in the opening period before Carl Hagen made it 3-0 late in the second. Matt Murray handled 47 shots and was perfect until Alex Ovechkin ended the shutout bid 8 minutes into the third period. And in Austin, the state attorney general's office has responded to a lawsuit from fantasy sports site DraftKings, saying the site is improperly challenging the state's authority. The state is asking that the suit either be tossed out or moved from Dallas to Travis County. A January opinion issued by Attorney General Ken Paxton said the paid online contests violate Texas law. And that's been a look at your sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Brad Mitchell.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
Together, we're changing the face of healthcare. We're a family that shares extraordinary medical resources. Pioneers doing research with real-world applications. Doctors, nurses, staff, all living out our calling to bring health to your life and to your community. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop. A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Successful organizations in business, sports, and charities have one thing in common: teamwork. One way to achieve great teamwork is through team-building activities. CCC Shooting Complex invites your team to experience their 800-acre outdoor shooting complex, offering 10 pistol bays, a 1,000-yard rifle range, and a 12-stand sporting clay course nestled under oaks hundreds of years old. CCC Shooting Complex takes care of everything. Just give them a call, 936-825-8600. Create great teamwork for your employees and organization by spending a day on the range.
About a minute till the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, team building there, that last commercial. A universal recipe for building a dream team was designed by scientists at Northwestern University studying the makeup of groups behind hit Broadway musicals and successful science projects. The perfect creative team contains just the right mix of veterans and rookies, suggests the mathematical modeling study. The study says taking completely new people into a team is risky, as is the wrong mix that could lead to failure. But experienced people can help nurture newcomers who bring the new novel approaches and a tendency to challenge the old way things were done. So